AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
It's going to be a major one rivaling some of the bigger storms we've seen.
Bruce Sullivan, lead forecaster at the National Weather Service, says at least a foot of snow, maybe more, could fall on major cities Friday into Saturday along the eastern seaboard.
Models have been very consistent in really hammering that area with very heavy snows, potentially up to a foot, foot and a half, maybe two feet in some spots.
It's snowing in Washington, D.C. at this hour. Mountain snows that feed the Colorado River are slightly above average this winter, but water and weather experts say it's too early to predict how deep the snow will get or how much of it will make its way into the river and on to Lake Powell in Utah and Arizona, one of two major reservoirs on the Colorado. President Obama has been celebrating Detroit's resurgence today after the auto industry's best sales year ever.
That's a beautiful car.
His first stop in Detroit, the auto show, to see a flashy yellow Corvette.
How fast is that thing up?
Then it was on to a union hall where the president cheered the 17 million cars and light trucks sold last year.
Across the country, workers who thought that they'd never make another car again can't make them fast enough.
He said that's a long way to come for an industry flatlining when he took office.
I could not be prouder of this industry and the road that we've traveled together.
Still, critics note many sales were of gas-guzzling pickups and SUVs, not the fuel-efficient vehicles of the future Obama envisioned. Mark Smith at the White House.
Weapon enthusiasts have their sights set on the latest and newest guns and gear at a big industry trade show this week in Las Vegas, not on the president's efforts to tighten gun ownership regulations following mass shootings around the country. Stocks plunged 249 points today as the price of oil suffered its worst day since September. This is AP Radio News. The TV ratings company that measures Twitter is now expanding into the Facebook market.
The ratings people at Nielsen are known for counting how many people are watching a TV show. Now they're expanding their efforts to measure how many are talking about it on social media. The company already measures Twitter mentions of shows. Now it's adding Facebook, which is a lot more people. Sean Casey, president of Nielsen Social, says it's another dimension of measurement for networks and advertisers.
There is TV ratings, and that's the currency in which advertising is sold. And then our data is about engagement.
Casey says Nielsen won't be reading your actual posts about, say, CSI or Jessica Jones, but getting Facebook information in the aggregate. Warren Levinson, New York.
Rhode Island lawmakers have proclaimed January 20th as hashtag DeStrong Day to honor an 8-year-old boy with terminal cancer. His final wish is to become famous in China. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Race into savings now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Add beauty to your home with interior doors from Mastercraft. Shop our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way in-store or online. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Mastercraft doors today.
Save big.